1 Corinthians chapter 11. Be imitators of me, as I am of Christ. But I praise you, brothers, because you remember me in all respects, and you hold on to the traditions as I handed them down to you. And I want you to know that Christ is the head of every man, and that the head of the wife is the husband, and that the head of Christ is God. Every man praying or prophesying with the head covered dishonours his head. But every woman praying or prophesying with the head uncovered dishonours her head. For she and one shaven are one and the same. For if a woman is not covered, let her have her hair cut. And if having her hair cut or being shaven is dishonouring to a woman, let her be covered. For indeed, a man should not cover his head, since he is the image and glory of God. But a woman is the glory of a man. For the man is not from the woman, but the woman is from the man. For indeed, man was not created for the sake of the woman, but the woman for the sake of the man. On account of this, the woman should have authority over her head, because of the angels. Except that there is neither man without woman, nor woman without man in the Lord. For just as the woman is from the man, so is the man through the woman. But everything is from God. Judge among yourselves, is it becoming for a woman to pray to God uncovered? Or does not even nature itself teach you that if a man lets his hair grow, it is to his dishonour, but that if a woman lets her hair grow, it is to her honour? For hair has been given instead of a headdress. But if anyone is inclined to be contentious, we do not have any such custom, and neither do the churches of God. Now, as I advocate this, I don't praise you, because you meet together not for the better, but for the worse. For firstly, I hear that when you come together in the church, there are divisions among you, and to some extent, I believe it. For there must indeed be sects among you, in order that those who are approved might be made evident among you. So when you meet together in one place, there is no question of eating the Lord's Supper. For each person first grabs his own supper when eating, and one goes hungry, while another becomes drunk. For do you not have houses for eating and drinking in? Or do you despise the church of God? And do you not put those who do not have anything to shame? What am I to say to you? Am I to praise you in this matter? I do not praise you. For I had received from the Lord that which I passed on to you, that the Lord Jesus took bread on the night when he was betrayed. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take it and eat it. This is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Similarly also, saying of the cup after having supper, "This cup is the new covenant by my blood. Do this, and every time you drink, let it be in remembrance of me." For until he comes, every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death. So that whoever eats this bread or drinks the cup of the Lord unworthily of the Lord will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. Let a man test himself then, and let him eat from the bread and drink from the cup in this way. For he who eats and drinks unworthily eats and drinks judgment on himself, not discerning the body of the Lord. This is why there are many weak and sick among you, and a fair number are falling asleep. For if we were examining ourselves, we would not be being judged. But when we are judged, we are disciplined by the Lord, in order that we should not be condemned with the world. So, my brothers, when we meet together to eat, wait for each other. And if anyone is famished, let him eat at home, so that you do not meet bringing on judgment. As for the remaining matters, when I come, I will sort them out.